This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM's Malaysia Day special is presented by Masing.
With Lynn, Kelvin and Aiman, we have had a week-long special to celebrate Malaysia Day called What Makes a Malaysian, where we speak to different Malaysians about their unique stories and perspectives.
Now, yesterday evening, we spoke to war veteran Dato' Paul Keong about his experiences putting his life on the line and what it means to be a Malaysian. You guys wrote in after the show to weigh in. Here are some messages. First up, this one from JC that says, what makes Malaysians Malaysians? Matcha, don't if those weren't how I grew up with my friends from primary till now, then I'm not there. The love of food that we are given, from nasi lemak to rendang and ketupat, then char kway teow, bak kut teh, then chapati, banana leaf rice to the east, from keropok leko, mee Sarawak, and so on. Yes, we do have our differences in how we pray or do our annual celebrations, but in my case, we respect our beliefs, learn from one another, and when it's time to celebrate Chinese New Year or Hari Raya Aidil Fitri, Deepavali, I want to also enjoy the celebrations of Hari Gawai and more to know what it is like to be a Malaysian. That, for me, is just part of what makes Malaysians Malaysians. Heck, the moment when in a bar you hear one person singing to Beyond's Peter Stuyvesant song, Is that how you get it?
Stuyvesant,
thank you very much. And a Chinese singing to a man.
Man Bai,
thank you. I'm all over this place with this message.
Okay, I'm just going to take it on because thank you. I got freaked out by Peter Stuyvesant.
My millennial showing.
Yeah, a little bit. So yeah, JC is basically saying, yeah, when you hear people of different races singing to songs like Beyond's Peter Stuyvesant song, Man Bai or Innuendo's Belayan Jiwa, that itself tells a lot about how we should love what we have, not boycott or anything close to that idea.
Yeah, so he's basically saying, even though we're all of different races, we enjoy the same music, the same celebrations, the same food, and that is what makes us Malaysian, because at the end of the day, we are all under one roof, basically, and we are all experiencing, you know, the same kind of enjoyment from these food and music and celebrations.
Honestly, one of my fondest memories is just of dancing together with a whole bunch of people to Zainal Abidin and everybody knowing the words because it's just a classic tune. And, you know, it's just one of those times where you're like, yeah, everybody knows this and we all know this because we're Malaysians. It's that simple. And on that note about being under one roof, we also have another listener who said, spending so much time on the internet, traveling, meeting new people from all over the world, globalization, the knowledge that events on one corner of the planet can impact people on the other end, I don't feel defined by political or geographical borders anymore. I'm a human being. I live on Earth. We're all in this thing called life together. We are brothers and sisters to all. But my taste buds are Malaysian through and through.
I just wonder if that's part of like the growing conversation that, you know, Malaysians, we need to start being a bit more global minded, planet minded, as opposed to just being restricted in our borders, right? That is coming through from the likes of Foreign Minister Saifuddin Abdullah, for example, who said that, you know, we can't really just fight that fight anymore. We have to be global citizens.
Yeah, because, you know, like, borders are superficial anyway, and we are living in a globalized world.
Contentious.
but basically, you know, everyone's problem is our problem, and we would like to live in peace, like, globally. And
yeah, I think that's a beautiful way to think about it, especially coupled with the idea that home is home, right? Like, so I think feeling at home in a place and but also not insisting, I only care about my home. That's the difference here. And yeah, as we mentioned earlier, our guest last night was Dato' Paul Keong, a former special branch officer who fought during the communist insurgency. And because we've been asking everybody, what does it mean to be a Malaysian? This is what Dato' Paul had to say about that.
To call themselves a Malaysian means you must leave your country. So my advice to them is, once you left your country, that you call yourself, call it a home, then you must also love your people. So you cannot call yourself a Malaysian without having to pay respect to one another, the religious issues. Malaysia was formed with the consciences of the people. They rule by the people and for the people. And it is our sacred duty as a Malaysian, to protect the sovereignty of a country. Once we have the love for our own people, then we can interact with them and we can live as one United Nations. Then we can call ourselves a Malaysian. Otherwise, no point carrying a passport and telling people I'm a Malaysian. But in your heart, there's so much of a hatred that you're not happy with many things. We must be positive. That is my advice to Malaysians. So if we continue to enjoy the peace and security, we must practice all this, what I have already mentioned. And I think Malaysia could have a brighter future, and Malaysia would be a happier country to live in.
That was war veteran Dato Paul Keong. For the full podcast, look up What Makes a Malaysian Tanah Tumpah Niedaraku. You could call our next guest a bit of a warrior too. She dedicated her career and more than 20 years of her life to serving the country. And you might know her as the greatest squash player of all time. And that would be Dato Nicole David.
She's held the title of world champion for a record 8 times from 2005 to 2016. This year in June, she officially retired from the professional circuit, and among other things, she's now working on building up the next generation of female squash players. Dato Nicole, it's so great to have you with us. So you've repped Malaysia on the world stage hundreds of times over the 2 decades. You've seen the ability that sports has to transcend ethnicity, culture, politics. Talk to us about how you think sports fits into the whole idea of being Malaysian.
I believe that sports has one of the biggest impacts in a person's national identity, as it gives the athlete a sense of purpose and belonging to the country wherever they are competing. And sport really unites everyone on a whole, whether you are competing or whether it's people who are supporting for their own country in a certain sport or their own favorite team. It brings people together, race, religion, anything, everything's put aside, and it all comes back to just one thing, and that is sport. And it's a very powerful tool, and I believe that is truly one of the biggest impacts that brings someone's national identity to the very core.
Knowing your purpose with playing squash was something you've had to work hard on, what was the driving force that pushed you to build all your focus and endurance?
Well, I always had the passion for squash, and I think that was really one of the driving force within me. I just wanted to improve myself and see where my full potential lied in the thing that I did best. And I was just hungry for more. And I thought if I kept on to it and work hard at it, I'll get better each time. So that feeling of just seeing yourself improve is something that you love doing. It gave me that sense of like push to keep striving further and working harder.
And did that sense of purpose change over time with the ebbs and flows?
It didn't change so much. It just made me refine more of the details that needed to be added to the improving. It obviously got harder as you get better, and you have to find those small details that kind of sticks out to make sure it works for your benefit. So those things were harder to grasp, but my coach and I, we always go through it together and see what are the areas that needed to be fine-tuned every moment, every single time. It was mostly the technical aspect was very... it's technical. So my coach was always touching on to the details more so. But in the mental side, I had to work with my sports psychologist to really find what things that was, lacking. Some moments where maybe I was still young in the process of being at the top and not fully understanding what it feels like and what to do. So those things I needed to take the steps to identify where my position lies and how to handle it as I move forward. So just techniques of self-belief or purpose, and creating the atmosphere in my mind, how to go in there completely free from pressures, which is not easy.
And, you know, how much did national pride drive your motivation to perform and push yourself year after year?
It was definitely one part of me, and obviously representing Malaysia will always be something that I carry forth wherever I go. And I feel you feel such pride when you have your country behind you, and it's part of you when you are competing. So I know for a fact when I'm out there on the squash court, I always bring my flag with me. And at the same time, it's a combination of the both. You have the pride of Malaysia, and you also have your pride within that you want to fulfill for yourself. But it doesn't just go one way. It has to come together.
Do you remember what it was like representing Malaysia for the first time? You would have been in your teens. Was that something that was easy to process?
In the beginning, when I was told that I was going to represent Malaysia, it was just a proud moment for me. I just know that being at such a young age and I had a chance to go out there and play for my country was... I felt a sense of energy coming out when I was competing because there was a feel of support from my family and also the nation cheering me on. So it's a truly amazing experience and having that behind me to push me forward.
So your career has taken you and your supporters all over the world. What impression do you think most people have of Malaysians?
Well, I think when I started playing, I don't think many people knew much about Malaysia in the world, in the squash world, in the squash scene. But now, most people know about Malaysia because they see my teammates and myself competing on the tour so much more and are doing well on the squash tour. And we've also had quite a number of major events coming into Malaysia. So all players from all over the world have come in to see what Malaysia's all about and also the beauty it has in store as well.
And I guess, can you describe what it's like in the court, having the roaring support of Malaysians just cheering you on?
Yeah, it's funny that you mention it because at tournaments where I go all over the world, there will be some Malaysians there in the crowd cheering me on with the Malaysian flag. And they will be one of the loudest supporters out there at the glass court. And they get the crowd going as well. And it really fills the room when you have passionate people out there supporting you while you're competing on that glass court. But the high of being there after training so hard, playing your best squash and going out there to perform, it's like you can't really describe that feeling. But having the people behind you, even in like a tournament like in Malaysia where the glass court is in a mall and you have every single tier in that mall filled with Malaysians just roaring and cheering, it's something that you can't describe and you can't replicate because it's something out of this world.
And what do most Malaysians say to you when they meet you? Are there certain messages that you hold on to?
Well, I'm just so appreciative to hear Malaysians come up and they actually show their own appreciation and their acknowledgement of my achievements, what I've done, how they've I've inspired them in some ways. But the ones that really kick off is when kids come up to me and say how they get inspired and that they want to do something like me someday when they grow up. And that really fills my heart with joy, just seeing a kid actually getting something out of what I've done. And all I've done is really just doing something I love doing and that I'm passionate about.
You've said that you want to see more women and girls in sports. What do you say to encourage them when you meet these young girls who are interested?
I like to just tell them to just go for it, enjoy what they're doing, be passionate of what they want to take on, and really work hard for it because nothing's going to come easy. But I really admire what they have for themselves and to continue to aspire to be whatever they want to be and dream big.
Dato' Nicole, it was a pleasure having you with us. That was Dato' Nicole David, 8-time world squash champion, national treasure, overall legend, talking to us about what makes a Malaysian. You've been listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
BFM's Malaysia Day special is presented by Musing. Reinvent spaces. Enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.